UK, pedophile illegal migrant killed Christian convert wife after visa row. By Victoria Friedman on April 7, 2019. Iranian illegal migrant and convicted pedophile Dana Abdullah has been sentenced to 18 years and 18 months imprisonment for the murder of his wife Avin Nahmadine, who he stabbed 50 times with a kitchen knife because she had refused to support his British visa application. Stafford Crown Court had heard that after delivering the fatal blows at the victim's house in Stoke-on-Trent on October 1, 35-year-old Abdullah then covered the body of the 34-year-old mother in white spirit, Birmingham Live reports. Ms. Nahmadine had been stabbed in the neck and torso, including once in the heart, in what Staffordshire police described as a brutal and sustained attack. Abdullah and Nahmadine had arrived in Britain in 2011 and had four children. In 2013, the Iranian was convicted for two offenses of sexual assault on a girl under the age of 13 and was jailed for 15 months, after which he was deported to Iran, where the court heard complaints of his ill treatment, Staffordshire Live reports. The convicted pedophile migrant then illegally re-entered the United Kingdom. The court heard that Ms. Nahmadine had moved a number of times to evade her husband after she ended the relationship, and Abdullah he had previously threatened to kill her because she had converted to Christianity and began a relationship with another man. The couple had shared the same immigration lawyer. His most recent application from February 2018 had been rejected and by September his rights to appeal had been exhausted. Abdullah is said to have been inspired to kill his wife after the lawyer told him that Ms. Nahmadine refused to support his final appeal to stay in Britain. After traveling from Lee on the day of the murder, Abdullah arrived to the Christian convert's secret Stockholm mid-morning and forcibly removed his electronic tag, stabbing her to death, and ordering a cab to Liverpool. Social services raised their concerns when the mother failed to pick up her children, who are all under the age of 8, from school later that afternoon. The next day, Abdullah presented himself to police as an asylum overstayer with a view to being deported and avoiding punishment but was instead charged with the brutal murder of his wife. Delivering the sentence on Thursday, Judge Michael Chambers QC said, "This was a planned and premeditated murder involving a brutal and sustained attack using a knife, knowing full well that it would deprive four children under the age of 8 of their mother. It was motivated by you seeking retribution for her failure to support your immigration appeal against deportation as a failed asylum seeker." Abdullah was sentenced to a minimum term of 19 years and 60 days, with the 180 days he had spent on remand discounted, meaning he may only be in his 50s when he is released. Last month, an Afghan migrant, whose name was not released to protect the identity of his victim, was found guilty of organizing the acid attack of his toddler son in revenge for his estranged wife having left him and taking their three children with her. Like Ms. Nahmadine, the Afghan mother, who is also unnamed for legal purposes, was forced to move to a secret location in fear of her violent husband. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.